Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. We are picking up on our Live on Purpose devotional, and we're just going to go and hop on in.
Yes, let's do it. Today's devotional is titled, Don't Waste the Waiting, and we're reading out of Isaiah 40, verse 31. It says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. One day I was sitting in a coffee shop talking with my best friend and enjoying a coconut latte, my favorite in the whole world. A guy came up to our table and said he wanted to ask me something, but he didn't want me to give him the same answer his pastors and friends had given him. No pressure, right? I am super frustrated with God, he said. I grew up in a Christian family. I did my best to walk with God, but my brothers and sisters didn't even try to follow the rules. They were accepted at the colleges they wanted, and now they have the jobs they want, but I didn't get into the college I wanted, and I don't have the job that I want. And every time I ask someone why these things have turned out this way for me, they say, you are just in a season of waiting. He wanted me to give him a different answer, but I couldn't. And the truth was that this guy wasn't simply frustrated with the waiting. He was angry that everyone else seemed to be getting what he believed he deserved. Doing everything right doesn't mean we'll get everything we think we deserve. And it doesn't stop us from having to wait. The waiting season doesn't have to be wasted time, though. I think many of us view it as a waste because we tend to be unproductive when we wait. I mean, is it just me or does everyone knock at some levels of Candy Crush while waiting at the doctor's office? Okay, maybe that's just me, but you get the point. The waiting can feel useless, but it's different with God. If you're waiting on a relationship, use that time to draw closer to God, to be the whole person He made you to be. If you're waiting on the perfect job, focus on being the best worker you can be right where you are. If you're waiting on a friend group, be the friend to others that you want to find. There is purpose in the waiting. There's so much we could be doing and so much God is doing in our lives, even in the seasons of waiting. Don't let frustration cause you to miss that. Ask God to show you how you could be growing in this season of waiting.
Yeah, and I don't want to like press too hard when I say what I'm about to say, but I really want this to like resound through this devotional and that we're not here to have God serve us.
Yeah.
We're here to serve God.
It's true.
And so I don't know where we feel so special and so righteous and so set apart that we're just like, well, God, I have a laundry list of items that I want to do and experience here on earth. Why are you not at my beck and call to complete my list for me and to give me everything I want?
You're a genie.
Like you're a genie in the bottle. Mm-hmm. I rub the lamp, God. Where's my car? Where's my relationship? Where's my $5 million in the... Where is it, God? What are you doing? Oh, now I don't believe in you anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just kind of like, or now I'm doubting your goodness. I'm like, whoa. Is God here to serve us? Or are we here to serve Him?
Yeah.
He's the holy, righteous God.
Yeah.
We are human.
Yeah.
We were created.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I sound kind of heated about that, but I just feel like we're like, even the question that person asked that devotional is just kind of preluding like, hey, like, but what about me?
Yeah.
What about me?
I'm doing it all right.
You know, I've got it all figured out, you know, but remember if our health, wealth, our relationship status, or our financial situation were contingent on God's love for us, then He hated 11 of the 12 disciples who were murdered.
Yeah.
He hated them.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But our posture needs to not be, oh, because I'm not getting something, now God is off or something's going wrong here. I need to keep changing my behavior to manipulate God to get what I want.
Yeah.
But no, I need to manipulate my understanding to live in a posture of, oh, I worship God. I don't make Him worship me.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's so important to pray the prayer of, Lord, align my will and align my desires with Your heart. Because I think the root and the cause of so much of our angst sometimes is our desires are not in alignment with God. And I think that's why we start questioning, well, where is God in all of this? And y'all, sometimes his answer is no, and sometimes his answer is wait. And I think we've talked about this a lot before, but we have to get back to the root of it, which is God's goodness. If we truly believe that he is a good God and that he has the best for us, then we have to remember that when he says no and he says wait, it's because it's good for us.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make God a bad God when we don't get what we want, because there's always something that he's doing inside of the waiting. There's lessons, there's preparation. Like, if God answered every single one of your prayers right now, would you even be prepared for that?
Yeah.
You know, and so God knows us internally so much better than we know ourselves. And so we have to remember to put our trust back in him. Remember who's on the throne. Remember who we're serving and who we worship. And stop worshiping these things that we want so bad in life more than we're worshiping God.
Amen.
Yeah.
You ready to pray, sign out?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are all familiar with the season of waiting, Lord, whether that's for a friend group, for our person, for marriage, for a baby, for a car, whatever it might be, Lord, we're all familiar with the waiting, Lord, but would you give us peace inside of it? Would you remove any sort of idols, Lord, that we have? Would you remove any desire that we have currently that is a bigger desire than we desire you, Lord? We want you to be on the throne of our heart. We want you to be our greatest desire, Lord. We want to respect your answers, Lord. When you say no, let us rejoice because we know that you are good and your no is better than a yes from the world, Lord. We would rather have 100 no's from you, Lord, than one yes from the world that is not in alignment with your will for our life, Lord. So will you just rewire us today, refocus us today? Let our hearts be so grateful for what you are doing in this season. Lord, help us remain focused on your goodness today. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, now is the perfect time to throw in some worship music, break out the journal, and just keep trying to align your will to God's will.
Amen. And y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Tschüssi.